From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Connecticut police are investigating a workplace shooting in a Hartford suburb. 9 people are dead. From member station WNPR, Lucy Nalpathanchil reports.
Police have identified the shooter as 34-year-old Omar Thornton. Co-workers say Thornton was a truck driver at Hartford Distributors, a beer and wine wholesaler in Manchester, Connecticut. Police say Thornton was being escorted from the property this morning after a disciplinary hearing when he pulled out a handgun and started shooting. Calls immediately began pouring into 911. An hour later, police say they found Thornton's body among the dead. Manchester Police Lieutenant Joe San Antonio says it appears the suspect died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
The police did not discharge their weapons at any time during the response.
Once news reports filtered out into the community, family and friends rushed to the site. Employee Mark Quattropani has a son who was also working at the warehouse this summer. He described what his son saw.
He actually said he saw the shooter walking onto the dock, and he just jumped the other way, which I was saying, you know, great. You know, you get out of it, you see a gun, you run the other way.
Quattropani says he was shocked to hear the name of the alleged shooter.
He's like one of the quietest, shyest people around.
Among the dead was 51-year-old Brian Sirigliano, the president of the Teamsters Local 1035 that represents drivers at Hartford Distributors. Others confirmed dead include Victor James. His 86-year-old mother, Gloria Wilson, lived with him. Wilson told WFSB television she heard about the shooting on the news.
I just started praying. Don't ever let, you know, anything happen to him. He's such a good fella. Everybody likes him. And he's got two nice daughters, you know, my grandchildren.
Wilson says James also liked his job. He had been working at Hartford Distributors for 30 years. Later this month, James would have turned 60 years old. The company where the shooting took place has long roots in the Hartford area. The beer and wine wholesaler has been in business for 66 years, owned by the Hollander family. The family is reeling from the tragedy that took place inside their business. Family member Steve Hollander is among those shot this morning, but he's expected to recover. For NPR News, I'm Lucy Nalpathanchil in Hartford.